Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet. Pick all those hockey experts.
Easy. You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts.
I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shot.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert. JPP. What a ding-a-ling.
Linsanity.
I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan.
You got plenty of money. Get you a driver.
Bump that. Side pieces. Side pieces. Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina. Welcome, welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. Joining me today is Brock Bowling. He is a SN commentator, ESPN3, pretty much everywhere, right?
Something like that.
You do all type. You do all games,
yeah,
all over the place.
Yeah, I do. Stuff for ESPN3, the American Sports Network, American Digital Network. I've been known from time to time to do some fill-in work on IMG Radio, and just pretty much wherever they need me. So I'm always looking for gigs and work, and I'm a freelancer. So yeah, whenever. I get a call from ESPN3 or American Sports Network. Then they say, "Can you do the game?" I usually say yes, and they say, "Okay, let's do it." So,
well, thank you for being on the show today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Hey, no problem. And I definitely know your favorite is college basketball.
Yes.
So yes. You know, perfect time to have you on the show.
Yes.
Talking about breaking down the NCAA tournament.
Yeah. By the way, St. Patrick's Day.
That's right.
And you're wearing your green today. I don't have anything green. I don't have anything green, so I'm wearing a blue. I'm wearing a blue shirt. So.
That's all right. You know.
Oh, actually, my water bottle has a green cap on it.
That
so
counts.
I'm holding my green cap.
You brought in something green.
So here you go.
Yeah, and I mean, it's with you, so it counts.
Yeah.
So, but we got a great show today. Easy's not here today, and Nidler's Big Shot. They'll be back next week. But today we got a great show. We're going to talk about NCAA tournament a lot. Man, there's so many. But I want to get some questions for you. What is the best game you've ever called?
Oh, man.
I know one this year you had, Oakland and Youngstown State.
Yes. Oh, man. Well, I'll break that down into two categories, one radio, one television.
Okay.
The best television game I ever did was this year. Early January for ASN, the Horizon League. It was Youngstown State against Oakland University.
That's
up,
right.
Up in Detroit. And it was the most unbelievable offensive game I've ever seen, at least in person. There was no overtimes, okay? No overtimes. The final score was 100-98. Both teams were on fire from three-point range. Both teams combined to make 29 three-pointers in the game. I mean, it was three after three after three. I mean, it was just unbelievable. It was back and forth. And then you would think that the game-winning shot would have been a three-pointer.
Yeah.
And instead, it was an offensive tip-in put-back with about a second to go. But that was a fun game. That was the most fun television game I'd ever done. Radio, I used to be the play-by-play voice for the Big East Conference National Basketball Game of the Week for IMG Radio. Every year we went to the Big East Tournament, and I got to call the Big East Tournament games and the championship games, and there's two games there that were really fun. The championship game in 2010, West Virginia beat Georgetown by two. And it was a down-to-the-wire game. It was back and forth, down-to-the-wire. Deshaun Butler for West Virginia hit a wild, awkward shot in the lane with about 4 seconds to go, and West Virginia won that one. And then the next year, UConn, the 9 seed in the Big East tournament, you know, they had, you know, 16 teams. The 9 seed, UConn beat Louisville by, I think, 2 points again. And that was the year that UConn won. They pulled off something that had never been done before. They won 5 games in 5 days.
Wow.
At the Big East tournament. They were the 9 seed, so they were the highest seed playing on the first day. So they had to win, you know, Tuesday in the first round, Wednesday the second round, Thursday was the quarterfinals, Friday semifinals, and Saturday was the final. So they won 5 games in 5 days, and you're thinking, you know, they got to be beat. They got to be exhausted. I mean, they have nothing left. There's no way. And they defied the odds, won 5 games in 5 days, and that was fun to watch. And that championship game against Louisville in the final was fun. Yeah, it was always fun being at Madison Square Garden and the Big East tournament, and you know, New York and all those celebrities are there and everything. And then, you know, a couple weeks later, or 3 weeks later, UConn finished off 6 more wins in a row to win the national title. So that was pretty cool. But those are the 3 best games I've ever called. One on TV was earlier this year, Youngstown State for ASN, Youngstown State Oakland, and then a couple of Big East tournament games in 2010 and 2011. So
I can't imagine watching or calling that game. I mean, just calling the UConn game, the UConn and games, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, I got to thinking, you know, here they are. It's 5 days in a row. I mean, they got their routine down. You know, yep. You wake up, you know, you get your laundry from the equipment guy, you know, you get your pregame meal in, you're stretching. I mean, they got their pregame routine going, but man, that was something else. That had never been done before in any sport, like ever, winning 5 games in 5 days.
I mean,
like Major League Baseball doesn't even play, you know, 5 days in a row. I mean, so
they get a breather, you know.
They get at least 1 day off, or they, you know, lose. So
and but, they're done. Yeah, and you know, who knows? They might be able to do it. UConn might be able to do it again this year. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, you know, they – there's something about them the last couple of years when they play in the postseason, you know, making a run in the American Conference, and how they got that incredible 60-foot shot to go in to force the fourth to overtime against Cincinnati over the weekend. That was crazy. Yeah, they got a little magic in them. So
that was an insane shot that he made, and they ended up winning overtime. You know, but that was some questions I wanted to add, you know, a couple questions. Who's your favorite announcer to watch or listen to right now besides yourself?
No, wait a minute.
Is it Stan?
No. I was kind of biased because I know the guy, and he's a Kansas grad like I am, and I'm a Kevin Harlan fan.
Oh yeah.
I like Kevin. He's a good guy, good announcer. Kansas ties. He's a KU grad like I am, and he's probably my most favorite to listen to, probably for both TV and radio. I think he's really good at both. So
okay. I do love Kevin Harlan, especially NBA, you know, NCAA, anything he calls, he's a great announcer.
Mm-hmm.
Not really biased. He just, you know, calls it like he sees it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, getting back to the tournament and stuff, UNC is the number one seed in the mm-hmm. East. Did they just get job? Do they have the toughest bracket of everybody?
They may have the toughest – they may have the toughest bracket. I don't think it's unfair. I think they're number one seed. The 2 seed is Xavier. I've seen Xavier play a little bit this year. I'm not that impressed by them, so I don't think they're a big threat. The 3 seed, West Virginia, that could pose a problem. They're looking at playing either Indiana or Kentucky, the 4-5 matchup in the Sweet 16. Well, they're not going to get both, so they're going to get one or the other. I think they, if they play Indiana, they'll beat Indiana. If they play Kentucky, I can see that being a problem. I can see that being a matchup problem, Kentucky against North Carolina. Personally, I don't think North Carolina is that great of a team that everyone's making them out to be. I think they're good. I don't think they're elite. They have good players. They don't have elite players like they've had in the past. I can see them getting to the Final Four, but I do think Kentucky can pose a problem for them matchup-wise in the Sweet 16.
In the Sweet 16.
Potentially.
Well, you know, going back to Carolina, if they're the 1 seed, they're playing Florida Gulf Coast. Mm-hmm. Is there any chance Florida Gulf Coast beats Carolina?
Yes, because that's why they play the games. But also, you know, I watched Florida Gulf Coast play, what, 2 nights ago?
And they blew the team out.
And they blew out whoever it was. They blew out Fairleigh Dickinson or Fairleigh Ridiculous, whatever their, whatever their name is. I mean, first of all, this is the program that was called Dunk City 3 years ago. Now they have Joe Dooley as the head coach, who is in his 3rd year at Florida Gulf Coast. 21-13 record. Joe Dooley, a longtime 10-year assistant under Bill Self at Kansas, my favorite team, my alma mater. So he probably learned a few things from Bill Self. But I watched these guys play the other night, and man, that was the best 16 seed I've ever seen. I mean, really? These guys were going up and down and just, I mean, just playing hard and just blew out Fairleigh Dickinson.
Fairleigh Ridiculous, yeah, whatever.
Fairleigh Ridiculous. North Carolina, they got all the pressure. They're a 1 seed. They're playing in their backyard in Raleigh. Florida Gulf Coast, they have nothing to lose. They're going to be a free spirit. And, you know, over the years, and I mean, you can say this about Bill Self. You can say this about Mike Krzyzewski. You can say this about just about anybody. But, you know, Roy Williams has his fair share of early exits in the postseason, never in the first round. But, you know, it could happen. Now, here's the thing. If Florida Gulf Coast, like, gets up by, like, 10 points at some point in the game, it's still not enough. I mean, you know.
You need to be up 20.
If it's a 20-point lead at some point in the game, and if Florida Gulf Coast is just playing lights out and they're up 20, then you might, you know, Carolina might be a little nervous. But, you know, Roy's teams always make a run. They always come back. I think they come back and play so hard because they play out of fear of their coach. He probably puts the fear of God in them.
I'm sure he does.
You know.
But, well, I mean, saying that, I think Carolina will beat Florida Gulf Coast.
Yeah, I do too. I do too.
In my bracket, I've gotten them winning, which you can join our bracket on ESPN.com, BSS Carolinas. You know, who is the sleeper in the East? Who's the one team in the East you got to watch out for?
I'm going to say West Virginia. Is that considered a sleeper? I mean, they're a 3 seed.
Think about West Virginia's history. They never get that deep into the tournament, so I would kind of call them a sleeper. Maybe like a 5 seed or higher.
Okay.
That can make it.
Or lower or whatever.
Yeah, lower, sorry.
You know, I like Providence.
Really?
They're the 9 seed. They got 2 pros right now on that team. They can play at the next level. One of them's their point guard. I think his name's Chris Dunn.
Yep.
He's really good. Coach Ed Cooley recruits well. He has some good players on that team. They're playing very well together. 23-10. I know they've been a little inconsistent this year. I think they can cause some problems for North Carolina potentially in the second round and others in the East. So,
I've got Providence beating USC. You know, I don't know if you got the same thing. I got UNC going to the next round. Was Indiana ranked too low as a 5 seed?
I don't think so. I mean, they're, 25-7, 5 seed in the Big Ten, won the Big Ten. I would say I wouldn't put them any lower than a 5 seed. I think they could have gotten a 4. Maybe flip-flop Kentucky and Indiana, although Kentucky thinks they should have gotten a 3 seed.
So. Well, that leads to my next question. They beat Texas A&M the same day and got ranked as a 4 seed. A&M got a 3
seed. Yeah, I don't know the logic on that. I mean, they both have the same record, 26-8, A&M and Kentucky. They put Kentucky in the East, which I think is appropriate. Either the East or the South. They put A&M in the West, which I guess that's – you could put them either in the South or the West. Kentucky beats – A&M beat Kentucky once in the regular season on a controversial technical foul call late in the game. Forced overtime, won the game in overtime at home. And then Kentucky beats A&M in the SEC tournament title game. So,
in OT.
Yeah, in OT. So you would think that that would put A&M at a 3, or Kentucky at a 3 and A&M at a 4. However, maybe the committee was looking at, well, over the course of the body of work, over the year, A&M was the conference champion, number one seed. So maybe the tiebreaker goes to A&M to get that higher seed. I don't know.
Okay,
you could argue either way.
Either way, yeah. I've got actually Chattanooga beating Indiana in the first round.
Oh, okay.
Because Chattanooga is actually 29-5. They actually got the second best record going into the tournament behind Kansas. And yeah. I think they can give Indiana a fit. I never trust Indiana in the NCAA tournament. It's one of teams I can't trust in the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Besides that, I got Kentucky beating Stony Brook. The way Kentucky's playing, the backcourt is so good.
Mm-hmm.
Ulis and Murray. Mm-hmm. So I got Kentucky and Chattanooga, and then Providence and UNC, and Kentucky beating UNC in the Sweet 16. The Sweet 16. I've actually gotten them beating Carolina. Your thoughts? Who do you have getting to the Elite Eight?
To the Elite Eight?
Mm-hmm.
In the East?
Yeah.
I have Carolina and West Virginia.
West Virginia? Okay.
I have Carolina, West Virginia. As far as making the Final Four, I don't know. I think I got to give a edge to North Carolina there, but I got Carolina, West Virginia in the Elite Eight. Now, I did not fill out a bracket
okay. As
far as all the way through.
Okay,
I gave up on brackets about 6 years ago. The last bracket I ever filled out and competed in was 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And, I thought I had it all figured out. Oh, I got the perfect bracket. Here it is, And I had, I had all these, dark horse 4 seeds, going to the Final Four. And it didn't work out. And, it's such a luck thing. It's,
yep.
It's a crapshoot. I mean, you just never know what's going to happen. I mean, theoretically, a 14 seed's not going to beat a 3. Yet it's happened 3 years in a row. So, I mean, you just don't look at. I mean, I just use logic too much, and then, the unthinkable happens, and my bracket is toast. And so I don't fill out a bracket from start to finish. However, mentally, in my mind, I put together, the 4 teams I think they're going to make it to the Final Four every year. But I gave up on brackets a long time ago. You know, you got someone that's never watched a game all year fill out a bracket that's almost perfect.
So, it's luck of the draw.
I hate that. So I give up. People are always asking me, like, hey, I need you to help me fill out my bracket. I'm like, no, you don't want my help. No, yeah, but you know sports. You know everything, you know all the teams. Yeah, but you know, it's a luck thing. I don't. You know, I mean, who really last year or not last year, 2 years ago, legitimately had a 7 against an 8 for the national title? Really?
No. I think there was like, no, it was 0. It was actually 0. I think that picked, but it was like 1% had the final 4 correct or something.
Yeah.
Of brackets.
But that's because they filled out like a zillion brackets. So. Right.
Well, like now you can do 10 different brackets on ESPN.com.
Yeah.
I'd rather do one. If I'm going to do one, do one.
Yeah,
maybe
I get too
two.
Dizzy putting together too many brackets. I just say one's enough.
Well, you know, going back to the East, I've got actually Michigan beating Notre Dame because I don't know. Notre Dame is another team in the NCAA. I don't trust, but I do have Xavier and West Virginia playing, and I've got Xavier beating West Virginia and Xavier and Kentucky. And I got Kentucky going to the Final Four in the East.
Okay.
I just, you know, a 4 seed, but I got Kentucky. I think it's really, it's going to be tough to not pick them. Going to the actual Midwest, you know, I want to talk about the Midwest for a few minutes. Virginia's the 1 seed in the Midwest. How much do you think Virginia hates having Michigan State in their bracket? The last 2 years, Michigan State has beaten them. Last 2 times, Michigan State was a 2 seed. They went to the national title game.
So, yeah, they went in, 2009? They were a 2 seed. And then, actually, 2000, actually, they were a 1 seed in 2000, and they made the title game. Yeah, I don't know what it is about Tom Izzo's teams in March. I mean, you know, he has good years and, you know, maybe okay years during the season. And then once they get to March, I don't know, it's just like they find another gear or something. Or he pushes all the right buttons from a motivation standpoint and gets his guys to play hard and rebound and defend and make a run to the Final Four, and last year they were there. I think they were a 7 seed last year and made it the Final Four. So, who knows?
I know Virginia was like, not Michigan State again. You know, just please stop putting them in our side of the bracket.
Well, I have Michigan State going to the Final Four in the Midwest.
Yeah. I also have Michigan State going. I got Michigan State and Virginia actually meeting up in the regional final. I just think Virginia will actually get there, but I don't think they're beating them. Who is the sleeper in the Midwest for you?
Sleeper, let me see. Sleeper. I think Seton Hall, 6 seed. They've been playing well the last few weeks. They beat Villanova for the Big East tournament title on Saturday. 25 wins this year. I think their coach is it's Kevin Willard. I think that's his name. They are the 6th seed. Don't count out Texas Tech. They're at 8. They'll play Virginia in the second round. Tubby Smith's done a heck of a job. Big 12 Coach of the Year. At least in one poll, he's really turned that thing around, and he has postseason success. I mean, he does have one national championship at Kentucky. So don't count out Texas Tech, the 8th seed in the Midwest. Don't count out Seton Hall, the 6th seed in the Midwest.
Okay. I've heard a lot of people talk about Seton Hall. The only thing about Seton Hall, they got Gonzaga the first round. So I don't know, you know, how they're going to play against the Zags. You know, one of my sleepers in the Midwest is actually Iona, because I think they beat Iowa State.
Every
year, Iowa State is just one of those teams, one and done.
Well, they were the three last year that lost to a 14. I think. No. That was it was. It was.
Because I actually had them going to Final Four last year.
They lost to UAB.
Yep.
UAB last year. So and Baylor last year was a three, lost to
Georgia State.
Georgia State, yeah.
The guy R.J. Murray.
Yeah, and the coach with a broken leg, and he's on a scooter, and yeah.
He fell off the scooter.
That was his one shining moment.
So. Well, from the Midwest, we both have Michigan State going to the Final Four against Carolina. Or I got Kentucky, you got Carolina. I think this is going to be a tough region to come out of, no matter. But I think there will be upsets today. We'll see how many. There's always some crazy upsets. If you don't mind, the next thing we're going to, we have a segment called True or False.
True or False?
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
True or False?
There we go.
Okay.
True or False? There will be at least 2 10 seeds or higher make it to the Sweet 16 from the East.
At least two. Oh,
hate to put you on the spot there.
At least two from the East.
Mm-hmm.
I will say false. I think there will be one, but not two, from the East, and I think that one will be. Well, gosh, it's hard to say. I think that I don't know. I'm not saying it will be this way, but I think it could be that Pitt makes the Sweet 16, possibly.
Pitt? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say false. I don't think two. I think maybe one. There will be a 16 seed beat a 1 seed in this year's tournament.
Oh, I'll say false. Not saying it can't happen, but I don't think it will. I'm going to say false. It's never happened before in the 30 plus years of seeding and ever since they expanded the field in 85 to 64 teams. One's never lost to a 16. There have been some close calls, a handful of close calls, but I don't see it happening this year.
Okay,
I think it'll happen someday. Someday it'll happen, but not this year.
I'll say false, but I think UNC and Oregon, Holy Cross against Oregon and Florida Gulf Coast against Carolina, just watch out. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think those are two. There's no way Kansas loses Austin Peay. I can't see that in Virginia losing Hampton. The next one is there will be at least one number 10 seed, a 10 seed or higher, make it to the Sweet 16 from the Midwest.
Let's see. Let me look at the question again. There will be at least one 10 seed or higher make it to the Sweet 16 in the Midwest bracket. I'm gonna say false.
Okay.
Only because I only see one that could make it, and that's maybe Gonzaga, but I don't see them getting by Seton Hall. So I'll say false.
All right. I'm going to say true. I'm going to say Gonzaga and Iona.
Okay.
Former school of Jim Valvano.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There will be – Gonzaga will make the Sweet 16, excuse me.
I'll say true.
True?
Yeah, I'll say true.
I'm going to say true. Chattanooga is the best 12 seed in the tournament.
Let's see. Chattanooga, Little Rock, Yale, and – South Dakota State. I'll say true. Say true. Sure.
All right. Well, there's our true and false. I just wanted to – it's a little game we play on the show every week. We'll take a break on BSS Carolinas, come back, and then we'll break down the South and the West. You're listening to BSS Carolinas.